at night.
You never what?
Never scary at night.
Uh-huh.
No, I was scary at night or day.
You might tell someone, you better... You better put a sweater on, it's getting...
Huh? Getting cold?
Okay. Well, it's not really cold, but it's just getting...
Cool. You say getting cool.
Uh-huh. Anything else you might say?
Huh?
Anything else?
Yeah, chilly.
Uh-huh.
Could say getting chilly.
Okay.
Put on a sweater.
And you might tell someone, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I...
Don't feel like going or don't... Ain't got the time or something, you know.
I'd what? Stay here.
I'd go rather stay here.
Uh-huh. And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours for some time, what might you tell him when you did see him? You'd say, I'm what to see you?
Glad. I'm glad to see you. Come in.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, proud. That's right. Proud to see you. I've told him anyone that.
Uh-huh. And... When a friend of yours says good morning, what do you ask him then?
When they say good morning, he's showing a mouse.
Uh-huh.
That he come in, you give him good morning back, or how you do, or how you feel, or glad to see you, or, you know, salute him some way.
Uh-huh. What about to a stranger? What would you say to a stranger?
Well, a stranger, you're supposed to give him two words, good morning or mm-hmm. good evening.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You know. You have no other word to say to him. He says, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
If he come up. Of course, if it's in the evening, you say, good evening. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. When you're introduced to a stranger, what would you ask him?
My name, then his name.
Uh-huh. Say if someone owned about 500 acres of land, you'd say he really had a...
Big share of land.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say a good deal of land or right smart of land?
Yeah, I have said many times, have right smart of land.
Uh-huh.
Like this old lady up here just above me, she have right smart.
Mm-hmm.
She has a big acre of land.
Uh-huh. Say if someone said something kind of shocking, you sort of resented them saying that, you might say, why the very...
Important man.
Or the very what of you saying that?
Serious what? Just like if they said what, say it again.
Say if someone said something and you didn't much like them saying it, you might, it sort of made you mad, you might say.
Might actually, might as well. I would say that if I were you.
Or you'd say, the very what of you saying that? The very odd.
I say, well, if I didn't like it, I tell him, I says, I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
Or not in, that's not a nice word, or not so nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that. That would be the proper word to tell him.
Uh-huh.
Not, I wouldn't say that again. You know, you didn't like a word. Now, you didn't like it, you say, I wouldn't say that. Plenty of time you walk up where people is and they'd have things to say. Well, if it wasn't the proper word, you say, I wouldn't like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, if it was okay, then you could talk with him, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know what to hand him back is he talk with you.
Uh-huh. Well, if they said something sort of shocking, you'd say, well, the very what of you saying that? The very odd.
I maybe tell them, well, very serious, or if it was real shocking, something happened or something, I would more know what to say, you know, kind of important like that, but you'd have to have something to put to it for to say that.
Now, huh. Would you ever say idea, the very idea?
Yeah, I'd
say. How would you say that?
Tell them that's a good idea, or bad idea, or mm-hmm. not a good idea. You know,
mm-hmm.
like that.
And how do you greet someone around December 25th?
Huh?
On December 25th, what do you say to people?
When you